USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately. And hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around hopefully for a long time to advise. And I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/hire. That's ziprecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
A major award show is changing some of its rules. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
this change to the Grammy Awards is about the biggest change since 1959 when the Grammy Awards debuted. The number of nominations in the Record, Song, and Album of the Year categories, as well as for Best New Artist, will expand from 5 nominees to 8. The change is taking place effective immediately for the 61st Grammy Awards set for next year in L.A. The move is intended to broaden the kinds of artists the Grammys recognize, and it's expected it will result in more female nominees as well as more country and rock musicians coming up for some high-profile prizes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nearly half of Texas's registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of the NFL. That's according to a new University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. The poll found that only 20% of white voters had a favorable impression of the NFL. Meanwhile, African-American voters had a 49%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Is it okay to disagree with someone and still be civil towards them? Well, Zachary R. Wood believes, yes, it is okay. He's author of a new book titled Uncensored, My Life and Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America. He joined me earlier today, and one of the things we discussed is why nowadays it seems like you can't disagree with someone politically and still be friends with them.
Well, I think there are a number of factors contributing to this. I think one is the effect of social media. I think another is that our society is becoming increasingly polarized politically, and so that when we encounter people who have a different set of values or a different set of beliefs that they care deeply about, we see them as in some way being like bad or evil, right? Not just that they have a different view, but that because they have a different view, they're not good people.
Yeah, you mentioned social media. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because that seems to be the new thing. From posting people's addresses online to, you know,
definitely
setting up the organizational side of things.
Exactly.
Talk about how social media has changed things.
So I think social media, especially for my generation, for millennials, social media allows us to mobilize bias and galvanize very quickly, because you can post one thing, tweet one thing, and then it gets shared and liked and commented on. And so that when we're talking about difficult issues, right, it allows us, one, you also have algorithms that are reinforcing the beliefs we already have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.